list that they're already sending, you know, greetings to annually. These are their friends. And if we can empower those members and inspire them on some of these values, like our president, President Trump, highlighted, then they're going to want to join our team. And frankly, I think that there's such an opportunity to defeat Sisolak and the Democrats that people are going to be coming in droves. And I want our organization to be able to receive them, train them up, empower them. And by great contrast to the existing leadership and the person that they've recruited to replace, quote, replace them, I want this an open and transparent organization.
What are some of the things you're going to do moving forward to make sure that we get some of the larger donors back and we start to do the right things and start to get the grassroots back involved, engaged?
Well, the first thing is we have to prove to the membership that, you know, we have to walk the walk. Some of these claims, maybe they've heard it before, but I want action. So, for instance, in the first 60 days, I want to clarify our membership process so we can recruit more and it's an open organization. I want to initiate, and this is with the membership's agreement, but I think it's a great idea, initiate and establish some satellite video options for those who cannot make it. I'm talking to you, Mesquite and Laughlin. Encourage a donor program from our members so that we can actually build constant funds coming in. Establish a headquarters that's open for all kinds of Republican events. I've already mentioned the biweekly communication. That has to happen now. And I have a few more, but I mean, in the first 60 days, I want real action. But beyond that, establishing and producing the curriculum to train folks on a precinct program that registers voters and identifies the soft Democrats, the walkaway Democrats who are going to listen to the vision and message of great Republican values, that's got to start now. And the donors are going to see this. So what the donors want out of any organization is some understanding that when they put their investment into it, right, that they have some confidence that the product being offered will be delivered.
Well, several, there are, you know, I don't mean to interrupt you, but several major donors refuse to give to Clark County. Do you think that'll change with you involved with the same team that we have on board?
I mean, well, if you're talking about the existing board members who stay on, my belief is there's been an abdication of duty and of leadership. It's been replaced by a lot of divisive language. Those are Republicans on that board. And frankly, they're showing up because they care about electing Republicans. But they've not had vision. They've not had leadership. And if we come in there as a united force with really great opportunity, I know we're going to pick up those board members. And it may take a while on some of them. But everybody loves, you know, the opportunity to beat Democrats. Heck, that's why the organization is supposed to exist. And frankly, the organization itself, under the current leadership, it lost its institutional memory as to why it even exists. And we can repurpose that right back into where we're going to be strong.
Well,
frankly, I think people are going to come along with it.
Well, you're a positive change. If it happens, everything goes right, we get the board together, because in my opinion, we had a bad year with COVID, but at the same time, I think communications will be up. I think it's time for us to get, like you said, electronics in the game so we can communicate better with everybody. I think it's going to be it'll be a lot of fun. I think we have a good opportunity here to turn this around, and hopefully in the end game is to get more and more Republicans elected into office.
I couldn't agree more, and I know that the county party members, the message is resonating with them. Come out with a plan, they're saying. Come out with vision and leadership on how to beat the Democrats, they're saying. And we're filling that vacuum with something that I think could make this party stronger than it has been in 20 years.
Now, you're also going to reach across the aisle there and try to get some of those people that are independents, the Hispanic community, by my understanding, as well as the Asian community here in Clark County, and hopefully the Black community. What are some of your goals and ambitions?
You know, it's been fantastic in working, especially in the Trump organization, seeing some of the coalition leaders that existed. There were Blacks for Trump. I actually personally worked very closely with the Filipino-American community. There's a really great conservative group of people, and these are just such passionate, dear, wonderful people. And they all attempted to join and were summarily rejected from the current leadership of the CCRP. And frankly, I can't put heads or tails as to what good reason anyone would want to reject any, you know, potential Republican. But also, folks as committed to their own community as the Filipino American community. There are 168,000 Filipinos here in Clark County, and we have some of the strongest leaders in that community who have been there, done that with politics in the Philippines, came here to America, are very patriotic, loved the Constitution, loved President Trump, absolutely. And these are the kinds of organizations and groups that need to be empowered and fostered. They need to know that what they're doing is absolutely effective, because a lot of these guys are just doing it as volunteers. And we have really strong candidates already that are touching into the African-American community, touching into the Hispanic and Latino community. That's a good start. But what this really means is there has to be open dialogue regularly, not when it's convenient, not in time for the general election, but now. And the Clark County Republican Party has the opportunity to do that.
Well, one last thought. So you're going to have a couple get-togethers next week, meet and greets. Where are you going to be so people can come out and talk to you and ask you some questions?
I appreciate the tee-up. So I do have a private residence on Monday the 12th, but I can tell you everyone can go to www.electjessielaw.com. Jesse spelled J-E-S-S-E, electjessielaw.com. And the details are actually right there on the front page. But it's Monday. There's a private residence in the north side, a very generous hostess. We've got Cité Thai Bistro, which is a Republican-owned business, a great place, very
great food.
On Tuesday, 4 to 6. That's off of Paradise in Restaurant Row north of Flamingo, 3900 North, I believe, is the street address. But that's, again, on the website. And then also on Thursday, that's July the 15th, we're down at Dragon Ridge Country Club, as you know, owned by Mr. Rich McDonald. Always great to host Republican events there. That's from 5:45 to 7. And then finally, I'm actually going up to Mesquite on Friday, the 16th. I want to be able to talk to, there were members there who, and potential members. The potential members are hopping mad. They tried to join this organization. They are completely blindsided as to why it's been so hard. And frankly, they deserve at least someone to give them an ear. And if the CCRP and the person that they recruited as my opponent doesn't want to take the time to talk to them, well, then that's their business. But for me, I want to tell them the vision about going forward.
Jesse Law, running for Clark County Central Committee Chair. I want to thank you very much for joining the show. I wish you the best. I know I'm part of that slate. I'm running for vice chair. I wish you the best. I think we're going to be very successful. We'll raise a lot of money. We'll do the right thing. Let's turn this thing around. Let's right this ship, my friend. God bless you.
God bless you, Patrick. And I'm very grateful for your participation and faith in the mission that we're looking to do. Thank you.
My pleasure. That was Jesse Law. My name is Pat Cassell. We'll take a little break. We'll come right back here live and local now.
KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
At 5:35, as we check out our traffic cams right now, your typical rush hour flows on the 15. You're averaging about 45 miles per hour as you work your way between Oki and Hacienda, both directions. You're bumper-to-bumper into the spaghetti bowl because of those lane restrictions on the other side. U.S. 95 eastbound at Rancho, very sluggish there. And you get through the bowl, and there's only two lanes available on the 515 between Main and Eastern because of that bridge work there. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour through there. And touch and go on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Tenaya. And overnight road work, Interstate 11 northbound, that's at College Drive. The on and off ramps close at 7.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Brass from the Oakland A's back in Vegas today and tomorrow as they continue to tour potential stadium sites and also meet with elected officials and hotel operators. Major League Baseball had given them the green light to look at possible relocation sites, and Las Vegas is the only team they have visited so far. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf says she understands that the team does need to look at different options, but there is going to be a July 20th vote in Oakland on the term sheet for a proposed waterfront ballpark. If that goes through, the A's would then stay in Oakland, and they would not end up moving to Las Vegas. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Hi, break time?
I know you.
I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
My name is Pat Casale. I am running for county vice chair. Let me just tell you this. I was the treasurer. We were in debt up there behind. Through my math skills, we were able to raise money, pay off all our debt. We paid off close to $20,000 in debt that we didn't have. When I left, they were flush. They had money. I can promise you this. My goal is to build the party again. We walked away to say, you guys said, you want it, you got it. Let's see what you're going to do. And 2 years later, Clark County has been upside down. I think we need to have tremendous communication with the community. We need to do outreach into the Hispanics, the black communities, Asian communities. There are a lot of people out there that are sick and tired of what's going on. And if you don't believe me, look at McAllen, Texas, where Republicans are now in the mayorship and they're Mexican. I'm here to tell you, we have an opportunity here to change the game and change the climate of Nevada. And we have to start out with the grassroots. It starts out with the county party. We have 15 counties in Nevada. And let me tell you this, they're blood red. The two largest counties are blue. That's Clark and that's Washoe. We don't turn this around now. We are done. We are absolutely done. And I'm here to tell you, I'm not looking to move. I don't want to leave Nevada because they're going to raise taxes. Sooner or later, we're going to have a bubble in the real estate market. When that happens, where are we all going to be? We have to get people out there that are strong and precise and work hard. I'm willing to work hard for your votes. I'm looking to work hard for your support. I contemplated running for office, assembly, whatever. It's not enough. It starts with the county. We need to get people in and get these people out there voting. I promise you this, that you got my commitment. I'll work my butt off for you, the people. And if you have any questions, you know, all you kids around the radio, you can bitch, moan, and groan and yell at me on air, online and on air. I have no problem with that. But I can guarantee you this. As somebody who's been experienced the last 10 years, this last 2 years, I was active, but I wasn't on the board. What I can tell you is this. You want to see action? You'll see it. I got Jesse's back, and I got the board's back, and I got the people who are members back. I promise you that I will help you get the results that you need. My name is Pat Casale, and I am running for vice chair. We'll take a break here. We'll come back. JD will get you. If you want to give us a call right now, the phone number is 702-866-6700, 866-6700. We're right back this live and local now.
Oh, you
unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KNZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Politics is broken. It doesn't take much to see the way partisan politics so often put the priorities of the political class ahead of those of everyday Nevadans. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. Politics have failed Nevadans for far too long, with both Republicans and Democrats letting down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. Isn't it time we start putting ideas, started putting policy ahead of the politics and the politicians? Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn how we're doing just that. As a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, Nevada Policy has put ideas over politics for the last 30 years. And moving forward, free market, pro-liberty solutions, regardless of the political landscape. Partner with us at NevadaPolicy.org and help us build a movement that focuses on the ideas that will make a difference. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Understanding the many things in a mother's life affecting her pregnancy is important. You can help improve the health of all mothers and babies in Nevada by completing a pregnancy risk assessment monitoring system survey about your recent pregnancy. Also known as PRAMS, the survey is from the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The survey asks new moms about their experience before, during, and after pregnancy. Responses are confidential and used to help improve the health of mothers and babies in Nevada. If you receive a PRAMS survey, please share your story. Learn more at nvprams.dpbh.nv.gov. That's nvprams.dpbh.nv.gov. This message, sponsored by the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KNZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're back. My name is Pat Casale. This is Live and Local Now. You know, enough about talking about what we're going to do. Let's talk to my callers. Let's get my good friend down there. His name is JD. How are you, JD?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm alive. It's just trying to stay cool.
Yeah, I know. Hey, congratulations on you running for vice chair. And I'm assuming, and I wish you will do this in the future, tell everybody, I think to vote for you, we have to become members of the party and pay a nominal fee, probably about $35,
at this point, we're supposed to have an election on the 20th. I don't even know if there's no chance for you can even vote. And I'll tell you right now, what Clark County has been doing right now, they've been hiding. They've been really delaying giving us information. We don't even know where the event's going to be right now. I mean, it's still up in the air.
And when is the vote?
It's supposed to be on the 20th
of July.
So they actually they're trying to turn members away. I mean, the whole thing has been a freaking nightmare. We're just trying to get it over the top. Hopefully, we will.
All right.
No, but
you
JD
asked earlier but what we need to turn this state around.
And what do you think?
Well, there's a lot of things, Pat. First of all, we need to play hardball.
Yes, we do.
AKA like Harry Reid. We have to copy his battle plan because it works. We need a benevolent dictator as the head of the party who has no personal ambitions. And that person has to be the person that brings everybody together and settles all the squabbles. Maybe, I don't know, since Adelson is gone and Wynn is gone, I don't know if there's any billionaires left in the Republican Party.
In Nevada?
Yeah.
We got a couple of really strong supporters. In fact, I believe if we could get our slate on board, we'll be doing a lot of our events at the Ahern Hotel.
Well, Mr. Ahern is a very, very important person in my thoughts, and also now you mentioned McDonald with the ranch, him being a staunch Republican. So maybe those two guys, because they have their own business interests, they don't need to be any elected member of the state of Nevada, could be the benevolent dictators I'm proposing. Because until we do that, Pat, until we do what has to be done and make sure that the right people run in the right places and people are told you're not going to get any support because we have a better candidate over here, like the unions did and Harry Reid did for the culinary in 2010.
You know, you say that, but let me explain something to you right now. Here in Clark County, the Clark County Central Committee Republican Party, the teachers union is infiltrated and trying to take it over. They're the largest donor they have at the moment is the teachers union.
You don't and 80% of them voted for
Biden
in the primary for the no 80% of them in the presidential primary voted for the whack job and his name is escaping me, the old man from that ran against Hillary and got beat by Hillary. What the heck's his name now?
McCain?
McCain? No. The Democrat from New Hampshire or Vermont, the senator.
Bernie Baseball. Bernie Baseball.
80% of the Clark County Teachers Union voted for him in the last presidential primary over Biden.
Let me just tell you this.
The Clark County teachers are socialists.
Let me tell you right now. We have the support from Mr. McDonald and Mr. Don Ahern. Let me tell you right now that we are on the right path. The current administration in office was given the boot. They can't even go on the grounds at the Ahern. He was trespassed from the largest Republican donors national property. You realize how bad that is? So we're when you look at where we're at now,
who was that?
Sajak is banned from the Ahern Hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what I sit here and tell you is we need change. We need positive change. You know, I can sit here and tell you that everybody on this board, not one of these people was elected. If elected, it's look in the closet, has been arrested for pandering. That never happened. Not once or twice. None of it. We're all straight. We're just trying to make this work. We're not only looking to work, make it work for ourselves, but the party most comes first. The community comes second.
Well, then Ahern.
Actually, the community
the
comes
guy,
first, and then the people.
That you need that will pacify all the fractions, and he might be the kingmaker. He might be the benevolent dictator that I'm suggesting, because other than that, it's chaos. And I appreciate everything Jesse said, and I like him a lot. But, you know, I would have liked him to ask him a question when he talked about voter fraud. He was in charge of voter fraud in Nevada. Well, what the hell did he do to help Stavros Anthony, who lost only by 5, 3, or 15 votes, and Gloria, the head of the election department, couldn't certify 137 votes? What the hell happened with him. Where was the Republican Party standing behind Stavros Anthony? And I am not connected to Stavros Anthony.
I
got to
be honest
anyway.
With you. The party was there to help him in every way possible. The problem you have is you have a Secretary of State who, frankly, didn't want to do anything about it. She said, oh, everything was good. I mean, Joe Gloria clearly indicated there should be a redo. Okay.
Yeah, and the Clark County commissioners, all seven Democrats, overruled it.
Well, that's the problem. We need to get...
Well, that was the point that we should have made on TV, on news conferences, well, and what have you, and embarrassed the hell out of the Clark County seven Democrats.
You really think the seven Democrats were going to be embarrassed?
The guy in charge of voting wasn't in charge. But
they actually did call them out, but do you really think they would be embarrassed? Are you kidding?
Well,
let me tell you right now. When you look at the way they do things... The power of Tick Sagerblum and Company is intense. I'm here to tell you, we need to get good candidates elected. Andy Matthews is moving on. We need to replace him. We need to replace Levitt.
Where's he moving?
He's looking to go up. He's looking to go like the treasurer, or something like treasurer spot or something to that effect. So we need to turn this around. And I'm going to tell you right now, we have good spots that we can win.
He's running for Secretary of State.
No, he's running for comptroller. I'm here to tell you.
I thought he was running for Secretary
of State. We could take these seats back and then put new Republicans in those seats. Guess what? We're on our way. We can do this.
And you were completely right with Duncan. I mean, how this guy lost that election, I don't know. And how come there were so many dumbbells that voted none of the above? I mean, those
thousands.
Are the people I'd like to talk to.
Well, that's what I put that out there on my Facebook post, and I got to go to a break. I kept saying, Jim Marchant's running for Secretary of State, but what I kept saying...
He's a loser.
Nah, he's a good guy. We got to hope. Hey, listen, he's not a bad guy. But let me just say this to you. Duncan got screwed, but we got to go after this. We have to go after those people that are independent, which is about 27.5% now, as well as none of the above. JD, have a great weekend. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
My name is Pat Casale. This is Live and Local now.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. Repairsmith.com, code RADIO.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.